There is a lot of talk about disaster preparedness when it comes to, you know, water and flashlights and batteries and all that stuff. But what are you to do financially in the case of a natural disaster? Author Tony Stewart is the author of Get Ready, a step-by-step planner for maintaining your financial first aid kit. He joins us now to tell us about his book and take us through his critical emergency action list. That sounds very, very serious. He is in Alameda, California today. Hello there.
Hi, good morning, Bruce.
Why did you decide to write this book? I know Alameda's near San Francisco. Is it because you live in the real risk of an earthquake? Is that why it's... the topic was at the top of your list?
It's something I've wanted to write about for years, but what did really precipitate it were the wildfires over the last couple of years in California.
And what are some things that one needs to think about when it comes to finances?
Well, the thing that one needs to think about in finances is that in the event of an emergency, let's say after the wildfires, you need to have access to certain information, such as your homeowner's information, in order to be able to file a timely claim.
Yeah, that's kind of important. So most of us know exactly where that piece of paper is in a filing cabinet in our house, which may be an area that we have been evacuated from. So what do you do to prepare for the fact that you might not be able to access that physical document?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. Is one, you can make a backup in the cloud if you have that kind of document. The other thing that you can do is you can prepare a financial first aid kit using something like the Get Ready Planner, which walks you through organizing all of your financial documents so they can be in one place so you can just grab that if you have to evacuate.
One physical place.
Correct.
So is it like a fireproof suitcase or something that's like the go bag? So you grab your keys, you grab your pets, and you grab your financial first aid kit?
Exactly. So it's basically you would have to have two parts. Essentially, you'd have a planner or other place where you're logging everything in, and a binder where you could put copies of various documents, again, sticking with homeowners insurance, a copy of your insurance declaration page.
What else would be in that first aid kit? What are the other things that we might not think about that we really would miss if they were gone or we couldn't access them for periods of time?
Well, I think for me, the most important thing is a list of all my passwords. That's the one thing that always gets me is trying to remember all of my various passwords. And then, of course, just all the other various documents is being able to locate them, our auto insurance or other people that we might have to notify in the event something happens, banks.
Tell us about some of the items on your critical emergency action list.
Well, some of them are the regular items that you might have on any evacuation list, something like details on the meeting location for your family in the event of an emergency. That's critical, of course. Some of the action steps that you might take, such as turning off your water and gas before you leave the house. Of course, the location of your financial first aid kit is something as well. And including with that, backing up to a flash drive and being able to grab that flash drive in the event of an emergency.
Canada has had wildfires. We have had floods. We have had many natural disasters of which you are familiar with in California. How do you think someone needs to accommodate their savings program such that they can ensure that they've got a little bit of a buffer before, you know, insurance were to kick in?
Well, I think you have to really think consciously about your deductible and whether you would be able to pay that out of savings. Is oftentimes people will choose a higher deductible because it lowers the premium, but they don't have the cash reserves to pay that deductible in the event of an emergency.
Right. That's a pretty important thing. Are you someone who continues to carry the pieces of paper that represent money? I think they call it cash or something like that. Back in the old days, I heard of people using this thing called cash. I don't really know what it is. Are you an advocate for people still having a couple of 20s in their wallet?
Oh, yes, 100%, especially in the event of an emergency, is so much of our transactions are based on internet connection. But you go in to buy, let's say, water. If you do find a grocery store that's open after an emergency, and of course, they're not going to be able to process your credit card. Mm. Cash will still work. Cash still talks.
We have listeners really across the age spectrum. People in their early 20s would be 100% comfortable, I'm sure, using some sort of a password manager like LastPass. People in their 80s may be less comfortable, even less familiar with a service like that. How do you find your way within what you're comfortable from a technical standpoint? Because I know I'm generalizing here, but the younger folks are used to having their life live in a cloud. The older folks are used to, you know, I still have photo albums and love photo albums. I don't do them to the extent that I did before. But how do you find that balance? Because obviously there's pure safety in if everything's in the cloud, you don't have to worry about it. You just know that one password and you can go and access everything.
Well, and there's even a downside to that is, let's say there's a problem with the cloud. If there's an infrastructure issue, let's say there's a major earthquake that disrupts a series of servers that powers the cloud, I think you always need a backup plan. That's the key to any emergency planning is having a backup plan and a contingency. So there is no one solution that fits all needs. So it is, as you point out, finding that balance of what works for you and then having another one to back it up.
When you put the finishing touches on your book, did you find you were more optimistic about the future or more pessimistic about the future, given that you'd spent so much time playing out these disaster scenarios?
Well, more optimistic. I have a background. I've done wilderness first response medicine and whitewater rescue that I believe that preparation is a key to dealing with any emergency. And preparation also gives you a degree of confidence because you know you can deal with something.
Right, right.
You're prepared.
Very helpful. Well, we have Band-Aids and gauze and all sorts of things in our regular first aid kit. Let's get everybody to do a financial version of that one. I appreciate your time, Tony.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Bruce. I appreciate it.
Tony Stuer is the author of Get Ready, a step-by-step planner for maintaining your financial first aid kit. He joined us from Alameda, California.